You're listening to a podcast of the Annie and Ando Show.
Up early with Annie and Ando on Joy 94.9. Annie Louie, we're talking work fails, or another version, when you suck at work.
Oh, boy, do I know it.
Really? You struck me as someone... You're quite a perfectionist. You take time to make sure you get things right.
Yeah.
And so I can't see you failing very often.
I've changed careers kind of this year. So I've got myself a casual job now, and it's one that where looking good is one of the top requirements, you know, in terms of spick and span uniform.
So not sexy modelling.
No.
Not an OnlyFans page.
Very serious.
And now we need to explain to our listeners, you actually cannot say overtly what it is that you do for the respect of the organisation and part of their rules and policies.
Well, I think so. I mean, they haven't explicitly told me they can't. So but look, it's a serious business and, you know, families are involved and you want to look nice. So I've been told off numerous times now for so many different things, including like your skirt being the wrong
length
or wrong cut.
Was it a knee length? Did they issue the uniform or you get your own gear?
Yeah, got to wear
my
own gear.
You don't have anything knee length, do you?
I've got a pencil skirt and the boss liked that. And then
the black leather one?
No.
So you don't wear black leather?
No.
I love that skirt. It's hot.
Yeah, thank you. But not what I should wear. So they give a jacket and like a name badge, but then, you know, I'd be told off for the skirt being asymmetrical. So that was asymmetrical.
Do they
cut.
Dress well? Like, do they have the right to tell you off about fashion, or like, are they good dressers themselves?
Well, no, I don't know. Well, yeah, like they share an office with another business, and the boss of that business is gay, and it loves everything immaculate. So that's the difference. Like, I would say we're not the most perfect, but
you're
like,
pretty good.
Yeah, we're surrounded by other people who have these high standards. And I'm like, I'm not used to that because I haven't had a uniform job since I worked in hospo at a hotel.
Do you get defensive like you do when I give you
feedback? Yeah. Definitely. And
wow.
I mean,
like, that's a paid job, not a volunteer job.
Exactly. And it involves cars and driving.
You threaten to leave me every day. But in a paid job...
Yeah, and cars as well. Like, I've never really cared about cars.
Do you get a company car?
No, I have to drive a company car and leave it there.
One of the company's own cars.
Yeah, but it's a lot of washing involved and I don't really
You're
care
working at
much
a car
for
yard,
washing.
Aren't you? One of those ones with, like, 1980s TV commercial, blonde woman in a bra and, like, in a bikini washing cars. And Car City's
gone
crazy.
That's why I'm really ticked off because I'm like,
my bikini.
It's too small.
Annie and Ando up early on Joy 94.9. Annie Louie, what happens when somebody says to you, oh, we're having a do on Sunday night or we're having people over, everyone's just bringing a plate.
Mm-hmm.
What's your reaction to being told you have to bring a plate?
No.
Really?
Well, yeah, because I think what pressure is going to be on me, is it, what kind of function is it? Is it a lot of people? Do I need to be catering for a lot? Because I, coming from a Chinese house, I can't just be bringing food that is mediocre. Like, that reflects badly on me.
Of course.
Yeah.
Everyone's still talking about your stuff from the... No. Those soggy dim sims.
I've not made any soggy dim sims. I wouldn't do that. But, you know, my go-to if it needs to be...
Yeah, what's your go-to?
If it needs to impress people and be dirt cheap, prawn crackers, mate. Easy. So they
and fresh? You fry them fresh?
Yeah, fry them fresh and they're so cheap.
What oil do you...
I think I'm still using the same packet from 5 years ago. They just won't end.
What oil do you fry them in?
I think vegetable.
Vegetable.
Yeah.
And do you have multiple pans so you can do massive batches quickly?
No, we use a big wok so you can do so many. You just keep ladling them out.
And there's a smell in the house then for days?
No, because you got to have a good extractor fan.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't live in an apartment and have
like
Chinese cooking going on. Because people are always impressed. They're like, this is delicious. It reminds me of being in a restaurant. And I reckon they cost 2 cents per cracker.
I'm tempted to bag you on this, but that is brilliant.
Thank you.
It's like my last job. We used to celebrate Harmony Day, which people would bring food from their heritage.
Yep.
And it'd be all laid out on the table. Mm. And people would go to so much effort. And I forgot about the day, so I didn't actually bake. And I've got Scottish heritage.
Ah.
And So you know what I did? I rang the fish and chip shop and I ordered 50 potato cakes.
You
and
cheat,
I did
a
platter.
Cheat.
I did a platter of potato cakes. They were the most favorite
hot food always.
Hot potato cakes.
Yeah. I didn't know that was a Scottish thing. Is that
potatoes?
Really?
Potatoes. It might be Irish. I should be sure.
You know, my mum's gone and grown potatoes in our garden.
I grew potatoes. I grow potatoes every year.
Yeah. They're so dirt cheap and easy, but my friend said don't do that. They'll take over your whole garden. Is that true or false?
Well, mine are in contained, like those fruit box
beds. She's thrown them straight in the ground and I'm worried that 10 years later we're going to get...
What?
We won't
You're
be able to grow anything.
You're going to get a supply of potatoes and it's... And Lamana Bananas, it's Louise Potatoes. Yeah. That doesn't sound as...
Well, they actually... There's a brand called Louise Bean Sprouts. Mung beans.
Yeah.
In Melbourne.
Remind me
they
to
were
tell you how
grown
I,
in a bathtub.
Remind me to tell you how I actually grew my potatoes, but more about that later. Okay. We do want to hear, what's your reaction when you're told to bring a plate? 0427-569-949. Slide into our DMs at Insta, Annie and Ando, and tell us, what's your reaction when you're told to bring a plate?
A message in.
We should.
Someone slid into our DMs.
Do. Big Al via Insta.
Big Al.
Big Al. Morning, Big Al. Says... We were talking before about, or earlier this morning, about bring a plate.
Bring a plate.
And what's your reaction when people say bring a plate?
I get very worried.
And you get worried, performance anxiety, pressure on yourself, perfectionism overlays.
Yes,
and spend a week in therapy. Big L says, I always bring frozen food and leave it for the host to heat up.
Oh, I've had that done to a party
that's so rude.
Someone had... No, but that's nice because what if you... There's already catering there. You don't want to waste that food. It's already frozen, so you've got some spring rolls there. If you need extras, it's like, I got your back.
No. I've got a family member that's done this to me a couple of times where, like, I've got 28 people come for Christmas lunch and everyone's like, bring a plate. And so it's not like I always do the meats and stuff. It's they just have to bring something easy. And she turns up and goes, can I use your ovens, please? And it's like, no.
Oh.
No, I've actually got, you know,
There's
a pork
five in, turkeys in there.
I've got a pork in one, five turkeys in the other, and the potatoes are just browning up nicely.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
No, but, like, I haven't planned for people to turn up and want to use my oven, in other words.
Yeah.
Like, no.
Even though you've got many ovens in the house.
Like, go home.
Lend her one.
Go home and, like, heat your... Like, no.
Yeah.
That really fries... Like, it pees me off, just quietly.
Well, I think they should... If they knew you, they would understand that... Just don't bring anything.
Freak.
Yeah.
Yes,
because
exactly.
you like to serve. So let Ando do his thing. 3 minutes past six, actually. Annie and Ando here with you this Wednesday. And look, trust me not to get the time right or the date or anything because...
Now, what's happened?
Oh, you can tell I'm distressed.
Yeah.
So I've been waking up early for this show. No biggies. I've adjusted, I think. But... Sorry, Ando, you distracted me. Yes, there is a hair on your headphones from someone else's head.
And I've sanitised these headphones. You know when it's like there's a hair on your face and you can feel it? And
I'm trying to talk seriously.
You think we were doing a radio show or something. You're trying to talk and I am picking at this hair that was this long. I'm trying to... Gary, Gazman was in here yesterday. He doesn't have long hair like
he's
that.
No, he's got long silver fox hair. Totally distracted me. Now I'm slightly crying because I was laughing so much. looking at this clown across the desk.
Hey.
So... Okay, so last week on Friday, my friend was having a birthday do, had to reduce the numbers from 20 to 5, but I had...
And you got in the 5.
I made the cull. And the day before, she posted on Facebook saying, I've had to cull our list, but if you'd still like to come, let me know by replying to this comment. Nobody replied. Somebody heart reacted, and I was like, Oh, that's terrible. So I shot her a message going...
No, not even a thumbs up. I would have done a thumbs up.
No, nothing. Radio silence from this very small amount of people.
How embarrassing.
And then I shot her a message saying, I'm definitely coming, but I'll probably have to come a bit earlier because I have to tuck myself into bed because I've got this new routine. And so then I head over to her house and I'm standing there with a bottle of bubbles and chocolate and her... Dad opens the door and says,
oh, this is going
hello.
Downhill.
And I'm like, I'm here for Simone's birthday. And Simone's standing in the hallway in her home clothes. And she's gone. And then she's gone, what are you doing here? And I'm like, it's your birthday. And she's like, that's next week. And I'm like, oh, no.
You got it a week wrong. So then what happened? Did they invite you in for dinner anyway?
Yes. Well, basically, I was lingering there and her mum was making some delicious Moroccan chicken dish and said, would you like to join us? And I was like, yes, please. And so we had a lovely, funny dinner together.
Moroccan chicken and champagne. Did they open the bubbles?
Yes, we did, and it was very nice. So I got in early. She read the card, which, made me even more embarrassed, you know, because it was like, happy birthday. And I'm like, I haven't even gone to the effort of knowing when it was.
Oh, no, look. But you're smarter than that at times.
At times, yes.
At times. I reckon it's like you're between gigs. Gigs have been a bit slow at the moment and you're a bit tight on cash and you've gone, what a great way to spring a free dinner.
Oh, I see.
So you knew you were a week early, but you wandered past, you could smell something great, and you go, I'm just going to say it's a birthday.
Yeah, right. Well, explain me this next thing. I'll talk about it after this because it happened again yesterday.
No way.
Something different.
No way.
Annie and Ando. Wednesday morning, Melbourne's headed for a top of 17. Pretty warm for a winter's day. Yeah. We have a text in as well talking about getting the time wrong or the day wrong.
Or wearing the wrong thing.
Miranda's texted in saying in primary school there was crazy hair day and I went to school with crazy hair on the wrong day. That makes me cringe so hard.
And what sort of hair? Do you know, this is Miranda, our friend of the show, Miranda.
I'm imagining, a colourful mohawk, like a spray painted, you know, washout thing.
So not the sort of thing you run to the bathrooms and undo.
Yeah, I reckon not. Let us know, though, what was the specific hairdo? And I think, you know, just like when people rock up in uniform on the wrong day, there's so many examples of that. Like, I went to school on the wrong day. It was a pupil-free day.
Really? I never went to school, so...
Yeah, fair enough. Just a regular day for you.
Yep. Hey, that's not very nice.
I had to eat my lunch at home out of my lunchbox that day. Nice. And we've got some texts in about things you've seen while driving. This one is specifically for me since it's a friend of mine. Annie, remember that time at Aries we saw the dog in the front seat of a parked car and it looked like he was driving the car? Yes, I remember that. We're driving along and I've seen this so many times. Hey, really? I'm trying to widen it out so everyone can relate, but even in the last week I've chuckled at myself two times because it looked like a dog was driving.
Right.
Thanks for giving me great feedback for that. Yes,
sorry.
I am a comedian. I feed off the laughs. Give me something. It's early. Otherwise, I'll fizzle out and fade into the background.
I don't even have canned laughter on a hot key to be able to throw at you. Speaking of dogs in cars, I had to squeeze my big dog into the ute I drive is kind of like a two-seater with a dicky seat in the back. Enough for, like, you could fit a small child, but you wouldn't want to drive long distance.
Are you supposed to be able to fit someone in the back, though? You can.
Yeah, you can, but it's not really for adult travelling and long distance. It's got, like, the suicide door and a little dicky seat. Anyway, and I didn't have the other car that normally is the dog car. So I'm trying... Oh, why did I have to get him in the car? Poor Alfie hurt himself. I look at the... Like, I'd been out, get home from the supermarket, go to pat the dogs, and I always pat the dogs on the head. They tend to like it.
Okay.
Not all dogs do. And he's missing about a 50-cent coin size of his head. Like, he's got scalp. Like, there's this red bleeding
I've seen the photo. It is concerning. I would say 50 cents is a lot, though. I think, was it like a 10-cent piece?
Yeah, maybe it's got... Maybe
but
it's
it was
20.
Bright
let's
red. It was like he volcano
had
red.
All the hair and the finest top layer, like you got a vegetable peeler and peeled... And I'm like, how?
You peeled the top of your dog. Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't, but...
Something
and I'm like,
did.
How did. And I kept, you know when you go, is it bad, is it not bad? Is it bad, is it not bad? And so I'm like, oh, Alfie, how did you do that? And so I'm walking around the backyard and we've got a concrete bench at home and there's this lump of Alfie's skin. So it looked like a whole other black dog sitting
underneath,
there stuck to the edge of it where he's obviously tried to walk under this bench and... He's too big. He didn't realise how tall he is. And he scalped himself.
Oh, Lord. And you grabbed him, put him in the car.
And ended up going
big
to the
big dog, small-ish car. Yeah.
Because I don't put dogs on back trays of utes.
I see them sometimes with a leash. Is that bad? Oh. That is bad, isn't it?
You know what is bad? You know how people open their windows so the dog can put their nose up to it and they sniff the air?
Yeah, I think we've talked about this one.
I've already told you this. About it fills
their
guts.
Fills
their guts full of air. And it's not catch 22, but it's chicken egg thing. Because then you go, oh my God, Fluffy's farted. So then you put your windows down more and Fluffy gets more air in. And so then you're just adding to Fluffy's guts.
Well, that was a good round off. We did cover gut stuff earlier in the show about things that make you go fart, basically. And we're talking about stickers. Do you leave them on or do you take them off? When you've bought something new and it comes with a protective film.
Or the energy sticker, or the features and benefits sticker sitting on. Like, you've just bought a beautiful new, let's say, refrigerator or any appliance, and you've put it in place, you've thrown the rubbish out, you've got rid of the old clunker that was in there, and you're going to leave a sticker on to ruin the look.
No, it's in case you need to know the energy rating down the track.
Oh, Annie Louie, can you check our message box?
I will. 0427-JOY949. We've got a message in from Josh. Didn't know you were meant to take them off. I thought they had to stay stuck. Josh. P.S. Josh. Still team sticker.
No, Josh. Josh, I can convert. Hopefully I can convert him to non-team sticker. Like, have a think about it. It's an energy rating sticker. Why should you leave it on? Do you wonder? Oh, I wonder what the energy rating is on my dishwasher. And then you go and have a look. Like,
yeah, because it will be pretty irrelevant. Like, I've got fridges and microwaves from different eras, and they all say different things. They'll all try to be 5-star, but 5-star back 10 years ago is clearly not 5-star now.
Oh, so the standards, you reckon, like, so
yeah, absolutely.
The criteria changes over time.
Yes.
For the stars. So the two stars in 2002 versus 2 stars in 2020.
100%. There's no way it's as energy efficient with the way that we're moving. And we also have a text in. Kieran from Frankston.
Morning.
I always leave those energy stickers on things. It helps remind me of the amount of energy they use. Well, that's why they call it an energy sticker. Also is good if I want to sell it. Someone told me you get more for secondhand appliances that have the stickers still on them.
Kieran. Good morning, Kieran. This is just for you. I don't think you do, mate. See, really, do you?
How much? I would be like, oh, that was a $2 sticker. That the value has increased by $2.
So you've got two identical washing machines. One has a sticker on it and one doesn't.
I think it's because it just says it's been less used, I suppose. Like, if you, like, okay, the other day I bought a new speaker and I've kept the box going, well, if I wanted to resell it to someone, at least I've got the original packaging. Does it work like that?
I don't think so.
You know when people resell, like, iPhones and things and then they still have the box that goes with it? Does that not increase your likelihood of purchasing compared to someone who's like, here's a phone?
All right, let me challenge that, if I can. That iPhone, yeah, I get the box, but do you keep the film on front of the screen? You know, the removable?
No way.
No way, yes. So you take that off, but you keep the box. You're $50 each way, mate.
What do you mean $50 each way?
Yeah, you're kind of saying no for sticker on the screen, but yes for the box. Yeah. Like, you want a bit of everything. What this also reminds me of, and I, again, clearly get frustrated at things that I don't need to, is people that wear those woolen jackets and leave the label, the wool mark tag on the cuff.
I'm not familiar with this because this must be a men's jacket thing.
Well, I notice it on men more than women, but I have seen women. It's particularly in winter on public transport where people are wearing overcoats. And they leave this, it's got two little tack stitches in it. It's about, the size of a flat piece of chewing gum, like a Wrigley's, you know, the old strips. So it's about that size. It's on the cuff.
Serves no function other than advertising.
And it's got the Woolmark logo on it, and it might even say Woolmark. And it's got two tack stitches, tack being just there for, you know, until you get home.
Yeah.
So if you've got, I want you, everyone, all our beautiful listeners, go to your wardrobe. If there's one of those tags on your jackets, I might do a search. I might bring it to Joy Studios when COVID's fixed and I will unpick those two stitches for you.
My goodness. And he's about to lose it. He's going to go into your wardrobe and start unpicking and shredding things.
The challenge, though, if you've left your Woolmark tag on and you've had that jacket for 6 years and you've been catching public transport, it's going to be a different colour underneath, methinks.
Oh, and we have a text in from Miranda saying, I leave them on until they get too grubby and obvious that they're still on. Yucky.
Miranda, why not? You know they're going to get crappy. Just take them off at the start.
The thing about the phones, though, like, I've changed my protectors regularly so that, you know, if you wanted to resell it, the screen underneath is still nice.
Side conversation. My phone has one of those, it's like a wallet phone. So
yeah,
I have my
like
credit
an
cards
old
in.
Person.
When the sun shines on my screen, you can actually see where my credit cards have scratched.
Oh, no. And you've got no protector on the front.
No.
that's no good. Can't resell that. No value.
Who would want to? I wouldn't want to resell my phone. I'd be worried they'd be able to reinstall the sort of things that I look at.
I've never even resold a phone, and here I am concerned.
Yeah. Oh, I've got an 87 Nokia 910.
I send mine off to China to my relatives to use. They get excited over my old phones.
Oh, I'm careful.
What?
They're not allowed Google over there, are they?
Doesn't matter. It's phone's still a phone.
Oh, so they're hotspotting back to Australia, so using your data.
Someone's using my old Nokia 2210 somewhere out there in the village. Well, they're so obsessed with getting the latest technology, even though if it means they can't afford it, like they will stop eating nice food. They'll just have rice for a month.
Yeah, maybe your ancestors.
My ancestors using an iPhone. They're not ancestors.
Oh, cousins. Relatives.
Yeah, my relatives. So they can save up for the absolute latest model in some cases. Oh. And we have another text in back from Josh. I thought the energy sticker was important info. I think young me thought it was a legal thing to not remove the tag on mattresses. Oh, here we go. It's a trigger word. If you mention the word mattress, snooze Ando comes out. Ando who worked at a snooze store when he was 20 and knows all about mattresses, and he has one fun fact. What's the fact, Ando?
The stats go like this, my friends. Every year lose about a kilogram of dead skin cells.
Just like a broken record. Sorry, what was that fact,
Ando? The stats go like this, my friends. Every year we lose about a kilogram of dead skin cells per person per bed.
That's not nice.
The stats go like this.
Ando, you just won't stop.
Josh, can we go back to Josh? Josh, this is cool. I have another community service. I'm going to come over with my sticky goo remover gel and a little cloth and help you take those labels off your white goods. And the one on your mattress... Do you want the fact on that, or are you just going to pick on me again?
Play it again. No. Tell me what.
The mattress on the outside. The tag on the. You've got me all flustered. The tag on the outside of a mattress. There's an identical tag hidden on the inside because so many people pull it off and then lie about when the bed was made. So the manufacturers actually have a double tag system.
When has anyone sent a bed back to the manufacturer anyway?
So many people go, it was good for a few years, and then it's just suddenly all collapsed and. They often have done crazy things like kids have been jumping on it and broken a bed.
That was one of my favourite things to do. My parents had an old bed head that had quite a large like width on the top of it.
Whip on the front?
No, like the width.
Oh, I
right?
thought you said so, whip, and I'm like, hello.
No. We could sit on it like kids off a ledge. So we'd launch ourselves off that onto the bed. Great fun. Reckon I void their warranty.
You still like mattresses, don't you?
Don's messaged in saying, shut him up, Annie.
Morning, Don.
This was a podcast from the Annie and Ando Show, only on Joy 94.9.